Carol O'Forey, East Coast Radio.
So the world has been talking about what's been going on for the past several weeks in India. I'm referring to the COVID-19 numbers skyrocketing, from positive cases going over 300,000 a day and also reporting as many as 3,000 deaths a day. So I got to catch up with freelance journalist and COVID-19 volunteer Samridhi Sakunia, all the way from the state of Odisha in eastern India. Hi Samridhi, where about in India are you?
I'm in Odisha. I'm based in Odisha. It's a state. I'm based in Odisha.
Okay, so how far are you from Delhi?
It's like just 24 hours journey.
So what exactly do you do?
So basically, I'm a student, journalism student, also a freelance journalist. But right now, I am volunteering pan-India for the COVID patients. So we go out, we see further sources, what are the leads for beds, oxygen, ICU, ventilators. So we do that. We sort of, you know, volunteer for the COVID patients who are asking for help on Twitter.
Now, we are getting a very grim picture of what's going on in India. Is the numbers and the statistics and what's coming out of India, is it a reflection of what's going on there or a really horrible exaggeration?
No, I would say you still don't know the real picture of India, right? Because it's worse than what we know. It's worse than what we see. It's worse than what we read. Because if I work on Twitter and I see hundreds of people, you know, tagging me and, you know, texting me, somebody please help with this, somebody please help with that. So no, it's not something that has been, you know, exaggerated. It is the real picture, and I would say it is worse than that, because people here are legit dying because they could not afford a bed. They could not find a bed. They could not find an oxygen cylinder. I mean, Delhi is the capital of world's largest democracy. People aren't supposed to live like this. People aren't supposed to die like this just because they could not find an oxygen cylinder. I mean, just think about it. People are dying because they could not find a normal bed. So this is very shameful, I think, and this is not exaggerated. It is worse than that. I'm getting goosebumps while telling you this. I cannot sleep at night knowing the fact that there will be people tagging me at night for, you know, for help, and I won't be able to help them because, I'll tell you, the resources are getting exhausted. The leads that we get are getting exhausted in just few minutes. There are no beds. People are dying outside of hospital. So right now in India, money, sources, contacts are not even working.
I also pick up that a lot of young people are using Twitter and using the hashtag SOS Delhi or SOS wherever to try and get some COVID relief in some way, whether it's for oxygen or whatever the case may be. How are young people using social media?
For bed, for oxygen cylinder, for ICU, ventilator, for remdesivir, it's an injection. For everything, I guess. And they are not tagging the administration. They are tagging the volunteers out there. Because what I think is they have lost the trust. They have lost the faith. That's the reason the condition is here in India. This is the condition.
Are young people feeling like there's hope for India and that things are getting better? And then secondly, who is more affected? Is it the older generation or the younger generation?
Okay, the first part of the question, I don't see it getting any better. Previously, we were getting 3 lakh cases. A week ago, we were getting 3,50,000 cases, and now we are getting 4 lakh cases. So I don't see it getting any better. Plus, the doctors are saying that India hasn't seen the peak yet, the second wave peak yet. So I'm more scared because people are saying that we'll be seeing the peak in the month of May, and the month of May has started. I don't know if we are prepared for the worst, but we haven't seen the worst yet. Second part of the question, the youths are more affected, of course. Also, I cannot just say the youths. There are all the age group people who are getting affected. But the thing is, the second wave is affecting the people, the age group from 18 to 40 a lot. This age group is being targeted a lot by the virus.
Is there a lockdown in India? I mean, most of the world locked down in March, and I can tell you South Africa is still in a lockdown. We are not living freely and as normal as we were before the pandemic. Is there a lockdown in India?
No, we're not in a lockdown. There were assembly elections going on, state elections, right? So we were having 4 states and 1 union territory elections. It was Assam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, and Puducherry. Union territory. So we were having elections. So in all four states and one union territory, we were having elections. But thousands of people would gather. So of course, no lockdown. And in other states as well, there were no lockdown. So for say, Maharashtra was having partial lockdown, right? Also, Maharashtra had seen 15 days of full lockdown, but not entire India. So it's like state-wise, it's up to the chief minister if you want to impose a lockdown or not.
I'm about to ask you a personal question, and I'm just really curious. Your family, have you lost anyone dear to you during this pandemic?
So in the first wave of COVID, my grandfather died because of COVID. And also, my father was in hospital for 10 days. His lungs got affected 90%. But by God's grace, he got fine and he came back. It was a very tough time for me and my family, of course, yes.
Thank you so much, Samrini, for chatting to us. We really do appreciate it.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., East Coast Radio.